Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
All right.
I got some questions for you. Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
First of all, where'd you get these animals?
Like, I had a dream last night.
Like, am I going to stumble upon a horse-sized duck?
Could you imagine?
Oh, I'd be terrified.
Is it an ostrich?
I don't know. I don't know if I could fight it because either, one, I'd be terrified, so I'm running. Or two, I'd be laughing so hard. Like, what?
Yeah, like, how did this happen? Yeah.
Can they even make? Okay, anyway. So, I think.
We don't laugh too far.
I think I would be more comfortable trying to fight one horse-sized duck as opposed to 100 of anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You ever see, like, where I live now? I live on a lake, huge lake. It's a man-made lake, but it's a big lake. And we have Arctic swans. Oh my gosh, it is the prettiest. The entire lake is just covered with these white birds. I'm not joking. Like, I'll send you a picture. The entire lake is covered with Arctic swans. I know they're Arctic swans because they make so much noise. All night you hear, and there's like 1,000 of them on the lake. So I'm like, we had this argument. My mom said that they were swans because they have the long, pretty neck and the pure white. Mm. And I was like, but where would swans be coming, you know, to a lake like this or whatever? So, of course, my daughter was like, no, they're the geese. And I'm like, no, geese are brown. Geese are dark. So I just started doing research. What kind of bird comes to, and I put the area in winter, Arctic swan. So I watched the videos and sure enough, it is literally them. So I say all that to say, looking at 100 of those,
yeah,
the thought of me trying to fight them, I'm going to go ahead and pass.
Yeah.
Those birds, they are very ornery.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I ain't messing with them.
And it's not because of their medulla oblongata.
You're wrong, Colonel Sanders. Mom said...
Water boy. Okay, so yeah, I'm going with you. I'm fighting that one. And if I'm lucky, I mean, it's a horse-sized duck, so it only has 2 feet. It's just big. Maybe I can outrun it, but ducks fly. Yeah,
yeah, I think. Daffy? Okay. All right.
We probably wouldn't stand a chance either way, but I'm with you. I'm going out. Yeah.
One.
Okay, got another one for you. Would you rather eat candy bars every day?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Would you rather eat candy bars every day
or
after every meal, drink a cup of spoiled milk? Nothing but candy bars all day, every day.
I don't see what the problem. I don't see how they spoiled milk, candy bars. Like, you know, I'm taking candy all day, every day.
Yeah.
I'm drinking milk.
See, but the thought.
Spoiled milk.
Although, so, okay, I can go so many places with this. I feel like I would do the spoiled milk. However, the thought of eating nothing but candy all day, every day, like every time I'm hungry, I got to eat a candy bar. What is that doing to my teeth? What is that doing to my heart? Like, how long am I living off of nothing but candy bars every day? That's number one. The spoiled milk, it's hard for me to grasp that because I can't even drink regular milk most of the time because I start thinking about where it comes from.
Grasp it? You said I can't grasp this?
Yeah. No pun intended, but I can't. Sometimes I start thinking about where it comes.
If it's got teeth, you can milk it. Meet the fuckers. He's a little cat, little teeth, teeth, teeth.
But I can't. Same with eggs. I can't get past eggs at times. And if I let my mind go too far into it, I can't even eat them. Like, it'll take a while, and then I'll get back to it.
Anything if I think about where it comes from.
That's very true. But when you think about an egg, that little yellow yolk.
I don't want to.
Right. Right. And what is that little white thing that's connected to? Is that a membrane of sorts? Yeah.
Stop
see?
It.
I can't help
Stop it.
So the spoiled eggs. Milk. The spoiled milk. Although the concept of spoiled milk is like, bleh, but give me some pears and some cottage cheese and I'm on it. Like,
because
yeah,
that looks
weird.
Like spoiled milk. I don't eat cottage cheese.
Isn't that
cheese.
What it is? It's curdled milk and like pasteurized or something.
Spoiled milk.
Curdled.
Because they, I know, but they do stuff to it. So
right, it's pasteurized. Right. That's what I'm saying.
It
like,
looks the same.
Yeah. So I guess maybe if I plug my nose and try to drink it.
Do I have to drink milk?
That's the what? That's the question. So you're going with the candy bar.
I'm going with candy all day.
Yeah. Day.
I do that already.
Yeah. Like, I heard that. Maybe I would go with that because the thought of me drinking spoiled milk or I would only eat once a day. Just
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but way different. Okay. Way different.
Alrighty then. Now that we've gotten past that.
Yeah. So welcome to Laughing Through History.
Yeah.
We're
going to talk about
Black comedians.
Like me.
Yes, like you. You are technically a comedian. That's you have performed on stage live.
I did.
And you are quite funny.
Quite.
Funny. I'm not just saying that as your best friend. I would have laughed at you, even if you were someone I did not know.
Ooh,
why because she was funny.
That was funny. Even when I forgot my lines.
But, you know, it's the bounce back. It's the bounce back.
Yeah, I did not run screaming off the stage.
Yeah, it's the bounce back.
Yeah.
The greatest people have... You know, did you not see Patti LaBelle doing her tribute to who was it that she just
Oh, I did see that one. Who was it when she said she couldn't get it or something? She couldn't
it was
hear
just
it
damn it. It's on the tip of my tongue. It was just recently. Father God,
was it Rita? No,
no.
You said Patti was doing.
Patti was giving a Tina? Tribute to.
Tina.
No.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
All I
know
it
is
did not go
she
well.
Fucked that lady's song up. That's
well.
What I know.
Yeah.
That's what I know definitively. That she did not put any effort into rehearsing for that song.
It just wasn't working well for her.
Yeah, so anyway, it's the bounce back.
Yes,
it's the comeback.
Yes.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
You did. I feel like if I had the right tutelage, if I had like a mentor or you know, somebody to just kind of guide me through. I think I could do it.
I think you could.
I don't know if I would be great at it.
You are freaking hilarious. But you know, everybody starts off somewhere.
Yeah.
So you can become
yeah
great at it. So yeah, that's my goal for you is before this year's out. We're going to 2024.
Oh my goodness.
You can do it.
Maybe I'll do it.
You can do it.
Maybe I'll just do like a 10-minute on camera.
Yeah. You don't have to do 10. That's a lot. Because I think when first, because I went to like a little class and we had to do something, we had to go somewhere and perform. So I did it twice then. But I think.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you went to Cosby's too, right?
Yeah, I think we had to do like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's all they, you know, I want you to start off with is 5 minutes.
Okay. Maybe.
Yes. Not maybe. No, there is no try. Do whatever happens in the Star Wars. You don't know Star Wars?
No.
Yoda?
No.
Oh, finally something. Yeah, you don't know that I know, but I didn't get it right. But yeah, Yoda was like, yeah, something like, there's no try, just do.
Okay. Sure. But technically, aren't you trying when you're doing? Like, yes, you're doing it. But if it's nothing you've done before, isn't it technically a try?
Yeah, I think it's a try until you do. Once you do, it's no longer a try, it's a done.
Okay.
We're going to get it done. Get her done.
Get her done. But see, yeah,
your comedy already.
Already, girl. I don't know what to do with all this funny. So dare we just start with the most obvious, at least in my opinion, you know, the one that no one ever asks for, but that I give freely.
Freely.
Dave Chappelle.
I know. Like, because I'm like, are you start old or new? Because, yeah, I know you, Dave, all day.
Well, I mean, we can start.
Team Dave.
Team Dave every day, all day. I don't care what he says. Because I take it for what it is.
Comedy?
A joke.
Yeah, it's comedy. Yeah.
So I did go to his most recent tour, mm-hmm. his most recent show. If I told you how much I paid for it, you'd probably be like, the fuck?
So I can make you laugh for half price.
Suffice it to say, we will be taking out student loans for my daughter's college education. But no, jokes aside, it was a lot, but I'd pay it every single time. That's how much I love his comedy. But his opening, because you know how he got so much flack for the LGBTQ community and the transgender jokes and all that. How he got, first thing he said was, I ain't fucking with them this time. He was like, I got too much. He said, it's just not worth it. He said, it's not worth it. He said, and besides, I got something y'all ain't even gonna see coming. He was like, tonight, I'm fucking with the handicap. Oh. And off he went on a tangent. But again, it's funny. It's not to be taken so personally. Yeah. And I think that's where everything went left, this society that we live in. And I mean, right. And I'm not part of the LGBTQ, you know, I'm not part of that community, but funny's funny. If he talks about black girls with big lips, which he did, like that's my community.
You just
community.
Stand up and be like, stop that.
Right. That's my community. But if you watch like his Netflix shows, I go to sleep to those at night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He talked about Anthony Bourdain. He was like, Anthony Bourdain killed himself. He said this man had the most dope job.
Yeah.
He traveled around the world.
Eat food.
Eating delicious food, yes, with extraordinary people. He said this man killed himself. And then he talked about his friend who was an urban genius. He called him an urban genius. He said he got a scholarship to go to school, full ride to an Ivy League school. From there, he went to law school. He met a girl that he fell in love with. He wanted to marry. And Dave said, I told him, man, save that bitch for later. He was like, but he didn't. He was like, later on, it didn't work out. He said, my friend had no money. He said, that bitch took half of that. He said, I say all that to say, this nigga never thought to kill himself.
Stop.
But that's the kind of thing that, obviously, suicide is not funny. But did you see how he just turned that whole shit around? Like, that's funny.
That's one of the things in storytelling. If people have a way to weave things into something that might not have been.
Right.
You know, but you find a way to.
Yeah. He even said that he starts a joke backwards. He puts punchlines in like a fishbowl and then pulls it out and writes the joke to the punchline.
I think I've heard him say something like that before.
That's comedic genius.
Yeah.
Genius. I love him. Okay. So who else you got?
Red Fox. And
can't even do the voice
and I'm just
anymore.
looking like for older comedy from back in the day. Like I looked up like how was it Chitlin Factory. We're gonna have to work with me.
Chitlin Circuit.
Yeah. Yes. And I thought it was just for performers, like music performers, but I found it's also for comedians, like so any of the black performers back then only had certain places they could go down south to perform, and so that was called a Chitlin Circuit.
Yeah,
so he was definitely on you know, that type of era. I don't know if he was in that specific years, but I also looked at how he was doing comedy that wasn't, it was edgy, you know, it was a little bit out of place for the time.
Yeah,
but he was hilarious.
But his show, like I mean, Jim Crow era aside, he was still one of those comedians who said what the fuck they wanted to say.
Yeah.
But when you look at Sanford and Son, I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming you on you, Elizabeth. You big dummy.
Yeah, he was funny. Like, I didn't even know when I was watching Sanford and Son, I didn't even know he did comedy. He did stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of these comedians that I like, I see they're also actors.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, I knew Sanford from Sanford and Son, not from stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's raw.
very, when you look at his stand up compared to the show, even though he's quite sharp around the edges on the show,
but he was like, his stand up, he's like a granddaddy on the show. He like a cat daddy on the
show. I did love me a Red Fox. Red Fox. Along those lines, Flip Wilson. Remember when he did The Lady in the Dress? Oh my God. I swear. I have all this stuff in my head until it's on.
Flip Wilson, when I looked up, like, I Googled, like, who's the first Black well-known comedian? Flip Wilson. Because, like, he was out there, like, 1933.
Yeah.
So he was, I guess. Yeah.
Can't think of the name. Maxine. If I scream out a name, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be his. But I mean, we can't talk about comedy without talking about Richard Pryor.
Another one back then.
Yeah. Yeah. When he talked about running down the street on fire and the bum being like, got a light. Hilarious.
And he was talking about his life.
Yes.
You know, I like comedy like that when they can make fun of their stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I think I was mentioning to you earlier, like but they're talking about like people stealing jokes. If it's about your life, nobody can say that's not yours.
Right.
Because he was definitely pulling from his own, his own experiences.
Yeah.
Side note, did you know he also had MS?
I did not.
But yes,
you feel like a...
Yeah, kindred spirit. Comedy, MS. Like, yeah, is he my daddy? Mama.
There's something you want to tell us, Ms. L?
Richard Pryor, my daddy.
Yo, that would be hilarious. It would explain a lot. It would explain a lot. But also his movies with, like, not just like but him and Gene Wilder
together. Nuts. Just nuts.
Remember when they went to jail and Gene Wilder, they were walking in, and he was like, no, man, you gotta be tough. You gotta. And Gene Wilder was like, yeah, that's right. We men. And then with the cigarette, with the guy, the big Black guy and the cigarette, and he was like, you got a light. And Richard Pryor was like, and he had the match, and he was like, and he struck it on his chest, and he was like, yo, those movies were classic.
When did he do the one with the man with two heads or something like that? Was that him? No, maybe it's a Black and white guy. Maybe I'm all mixed up with who they were.
No, I mean, it very well could be.
I don't know everything.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know everything. Television. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all things Richard Pryor, but I know he was a comedic genius. Yes. I know that Live on Sunset Strip is forever and ever and ever going to go down as one of the best, like the best.
So going from Richard Pryor, I think the next one I think of, Eddie Murphy. Because I remember one, Eddie's, was it Raw? Because I don't remember all the names like you do. But he was talking about how he was talking to Richard Pryor.
It's either Raw or Delirious.
Okay, yeah, those are the two names I know. Yeah. But he was talking to Richard Pryor because I guess he had talked to Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby was talking about how he's talking all that filth. And he was like, well, did you say filth, gar, filth? No, what?
He was like, man, you tell Bill Cosby I said have a coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
So Richard Pryor, I mean, Eddie Murphy was funny. And also because my mom's name is Lillian. Mm-hmm. When he did that did about Lillian cannot go outside. Right. It's like, so let my mama get beside herself.
This is my house and I live here. Yo. Eddie Murphy was classic as a stand-up, but he's also classic as not only a comedic actor, but he has chops as an actor. But did you see Dolomite by any chance? I know it's your...
I think I did long... Yeah, because it was he made a movie?
Yeah, it was a Netflix movie. I don't understand how he didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
But the movie was about him making a movie, was it?
The movie was about Dolomite.
I did see that.
The fight scenes and everything... They took from the original Dolomite.
So I mean, he is good. Sometimes he gets little cornballish roles, but overall,
name one. Oh, besides the Golden Child, Best Defense,
the Knife,
Golden Child. give me the knife. Yeah, that was Horrible, and so was Best Defense.
Yes, I mean, every once in a while he had some that I was like,
Man, Trading Places. Coming to America. I got done without coming to America, the second one.
But I mean, yeah, you're coming
to America. The Clumps. Hercules. What?
Classic.
Oh, Dr. Doolittle. Even, did you see the newest one? The Christmas one? Yes.
Now I can't think of the ones I don't like about it.
Right, because it's hard to pick them. I also didn't care for the one, oh my gosh, what about Life? With him and Martin Lawrence.
You're going to eat that cornbread.
Oh. Damn right I'm going to eat my cornbread. I'm from New York City.
Oh, he got his butt whipped.
But I still got my cornbread. Listen, don't sleep on Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, that one I like. We still talk about that one now. So, yeah. And then it had some good people in there, too. Yeah, Bernie Mac is another
one. Bernie Mac was in there.
Oh, I love me some Bernie. Mm-hmm. Talk about them kids. Bernie going to mess up your kids.
What did he say about his daycare?
He said, when I retire from Compton, from daycare, bring your kids over. You don't have to pay no money. Them kids.
I will fuck your kids up. Jumping on my damn couch.
That's also another one about your life experience, because he had his sister's three kids.
Yeah.
And he talked about how them kids, so that young one was ringleader. He said, send that boy downstairs because I'm milk and cook. He come back upstairs. She's like, what about cooking? Him downstairs.
He said, who the fuck is him? him downstairs. Like, I get the shits myself. Yo,
girl.
He said, stand out on bow leg and put the thing up. He said, what you doing? I guess I'm building cookies. Bernie Mac was classic.
Yes.
Life gone way too soon.
I wonder,
like, where his path was leading him, you know, had he not passed. Patrice, I almost said Patrice Rushen, went straight from comedy to music. I'm trying to think of Patrice's last name, but he was another one, stand-up.
Yeah, I remember. Early.
Yeah, who I was like, oh, man, like, I wonder where that was going.
Because
he was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Going too soon. Next.
Can I have time to mourn? Good Lord.
He been gone a while. You done mourned. Move on.
Next.
Wanda Sykes. Let's talk about some chicks.
Wanda, yeah.
Let's throw some boobies in the conversation.
See, what was I thinking about Wanda recently? Because she was kind of on my list. What are you?
My hand in your frame. My hand in your frame. Or is it a kiss?
Sorry. Wanda. Oh, yeah. Wanda's got the twins.
Some two white ass babies.
She's talking about her kids. Look. So I don't know. I don't have any specific Wanda memories.
Oh, boy. So she did her latest where she was talking about, I'm trying to think of the name of the show because it's, was it the new normal? The new normal? She stays on Donald Trump. She told her audience one time, if you came to this show thinking I'm not going to talk about this motherfucker, you are at the wrong show.
Oh, wow.
This may not be for you. But I like that she's politically, you know, she's engaged in politics. Mm-hmm. But her whole stand-up is not that, but she's able to touch on it and make it funny, especially when she starts talking about Trump. There was one she talked about Obama and how cool he walked and how one time he tripped while he was walking, but still was like, like, I got this. And how she talks about her wife. And she always talks about her like these. And she always has a cigarette. Yeah, the wife doesn't even smoke. She does. But she says she's French.
Oh,
so
okay,
she's like, this is how they French, you know, I think about the French. And then the twins. I don't know. I guess it was a shared decision to have two white kids as opposed to, you know, two black. Because I guess her white family could have felt the same way. Why you got two black kids? Why can't you have two?
But wait, are they twins?
Yes, they're twins.
They would be the same?
No. I mean, instead of getting two white kids, get two black kids nuts. So.
Would you say? Okay. But they come in a pair. And they could have got a couple of black and a couple of...
Who wants four fucking kids?
Some people, not
obviously
me.
They don't,
but I'm saying, but yeah, they got.
I'm sorry
twins.
For all you parents who got mad kids.
They got twins. They're gonna
be.
Well, not always. It'll be the same race.
They are not. Do you watch Days of Our Lives and all soap operas?
No. But you're right. I said that in laughing at you, and then I was like, oh yeah, twins don't necessarily have to be the same.
No. I mean, like the same race?
Yeah, it could happen.
Well, yeah, because I guess once this splits.
Well, no, because they would be fraternal, not identical. Because identical twins, one egg, one sperm.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm saying, like, you're saying, like, a black dad and a white mom, and they have twins, one's white, yeah, and one's black.
Two black daddies. I mean, a black daddy and a white daddy. If you move real fast.
Oh, you're talking about literally making.
Yes, because fraternal twins.
Two separate fathers.
Are, right. They're one egg, one sperm, mm-hmm, one egg, one sperm. Because mm-hmm, you know, usually, okay, let's. Lesson here. When the egg is fertilized, it's supposed to not be able to fertilize anymore, but it can happen. That's like a fraternal. So if she's real quick on the go,
she can have two.
But I mean, like, there's some time, right? But it's rare.
Yeah.
All that to say, she could have had a bug.
Okay. Wanda Sykes. I'm like, Wanda Sykes. Where do you stand on Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know Whoopi like that. I know her movies. I've seen her movies. I think most of them are pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think about her so much when I thought about comedians.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I think of her more doing her one-woman show. She had a one-woman show. I remember when I was little and we used to put the towel on our head and our white girl hair and we flip our white girl hair around. But in her one woman show, she talks about that. She's a little black girl, yeah, and she's talking about, you know, her white hair in the towel. So I was like, oh, it wasn't just us.
Yeah. Now that you said it, I think I've done it too.
Yeah. It's amazing how as a child.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I'm good.
Right.
I'm straight. I'm good. Yeah, right. Okay. I'm straight. Who else you got?
I have. Let's talk about Jamie Foxx. He came up when I was looking at comedians, and I didn't initially think about him as a comedian because mm-hmm, I remember the story. Jamie started out wanting to be a singer, mm-hmm, and he couldn't get into Hollywood that way. So he went to acting, and he was on In Living Color. So, yeah, he was funny in those things, and he's, you know, funny in a lot of shows. And then from there, he went to singing.
Mm-hmm.
So has he ever done stand up? Like,
yes.
I didn't even know he does a comedy show, but yeah, he's definitely comedic. And I do like his work. I like his singing. Yeah. I like his acting. So
yeah,
I like Jamie all around.
I like Jamie Foxx as an actor and as a singer. I don't care for him as a stand-up comedian. I'm sorry. But he did have a couple of bits that were hilarious. I can't think of the name of the stand-up, the last one that I saw. But he did this thing about making you comfortable. And then by the repetitiveness of it all, eventually when he was ready to say that word, the whole audience would say comfortable. Yeah. So I like that he did that. And he did this other thing where he did like African music and he was like, da, da, da. Like it was kind of dope how he did that. But love them on In Living Color. And no, I'm not going to do the Wanda face. Oh. I know yous want me to, but I'm not. but he was hilarious as Wanda. He had a couple of really good skits on there, but gosh, his voice though, amazing.
Yeah.
And his portrayal of Ray.
Amazing. Oh yeah, the movie Ray Charles. But also talking about his voice, you know, you were talking about singing, but also his impressions.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, he's good at that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think led to his performance in Ray.
Yes,
he was able to capture that.
What if Hollywood never had let him in? You know, what if he wasn't versatile enough to say, well, if I can't get in singing, I'm not going.
Yeah. And that was a smart move for him. Yeah. Yeah. Did he have any more than one album?
I don't know.
I think he only had the one, but anyway.
He got money. He got money however he's making it. He's doing all right.
Yeah. Good job, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Martin Lawrence. Another one. Don't care for his stand-up, although he did have his You So Crazy.
So Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. He was that one was pretty funny when he was talking about being in a car with his friend. And they were smoking. And even a good comedian gives you more to think about than just words.
Yes.
You get to watch them. So he's talking about being in a car with his friend and they're smoking and they're like, oh, you ever think about, you know, and he's talking about eventually the guy was like, You know where I'm going?
Yeah, the guy was like, he came out or something like,
yeah,
okay, like, massage or something. Yeah, I remember that, but I forgot about that.
Like sucking
this
thing or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So Martin Lawrence was hilarious. He had a few good stand-up. And he was excellent as the host of Def Comedy Jam.
Okay.
Excellent as Def at that.
You're so into this stuff. And then you remember everything.
Comedy. But where he stood out for me, obviously the show Martin. Some of his work on Martin for me would go down as like the greatest in a sitcom. I mean, he's that funny in that show. Mm. There were a couple of episodes where I couldn't even like keep myself together when he fought Tommy Hearns and he got lumped up. And at the very end, he came out of the room and he was like walking like this and he sat down and they put that camera on his face and he just had knots everywhere. And Tisha Campbell was, you can see, they must have, I don't even know how many takes they must have done where they finally said, just keep the best one. Because there was no way she wasn't chuckling.
Yeah.
Like, so there was, a, you could still see she was like, oh, you know, it was hilarious. Then the other one where he did, oh my gosh, I still didn't look the movie up. I swear, my black card is gone. But Nino Brown, he did the scene from that movie where they were all surrounded around the table and Nino Brown came in with his dog and his little cane and he was like, yeah, you know something. And he stabbed him in the hand. He's just like, yeah, pretty motherfucker. Like, he did that, but they didn't let him use a real dog. So they gave him this stuffed Rottweiler. Quiche. He was like dragging it around, making it bark, like, and when I looked at the reunion where they were talking about it, they were talking about that and how much he improvised that scene because he didn't have what he asked for, which was a real fucking dog. And it was like, yeah, we're definitely not giving you a real dog. But yeah, then you look at all of his shows, Big Mama's House. I mean, his movies, Mama's House. And what's the one with Will Smith? Where they're cops.
Bad boys. Yeah, Bad Boys, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Like Blue Streak.
Hilarious.
You look like you want to say something serious.
Like improvising. Like one thing about a good comedian doing stand-up is you have to be able to improvise because people will haggle. Or people will say things.
Heckle.
Haggle is prices.
Right.
Heckle. They will heckle them. Or they'll just make a comment.
I know where you're going. Go ahead and tell the story.
So we went to see another one of your faves,
Tony Rock.
And we had the seats in his lap, pretty much. Like
we were this close.
Right. It's like, yes, that's how close we were. And he was talking about a particular act. And okay,
we've been laughing.
Yeah, that word. Yeah. And we've been laughing so hard. So Nat is like, oh, we said my mouth hurt.
My jaws
hurt. He's like, what'd you say?
He picked up on that so quickly.
Because you should have known better. He just told the lady over there. He's like, I can hear you. This is not television. Right. I can hear you.
Right.
And he came to you. He's like, what?
He's like, what you say? I was like, shut
up. Like, my jaw hurts. Like, that's because.
And then he just went in on me for a solid 2 minutes. Like, just.
And it was funny. I laughed.
I laughed. Like, it made my jaws hurt more. Because I was laughing so hard, but he was literally like, yeah, you're doing it. And I'm like, ah!
Girl, you didn't walk right into that. But again, he could weave that
just
right
that quick.
In.
That quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotta get that.
I'm not going to do his routine. You have to absolutely.
Oh, God. I can't help but tell my husband that, too. When he was watching,
yes.
He was like, oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And now every time I hear that, I'm like,
Where would our life be without comedy?
Listen.
Oh my gosh.
Don't even pretend to get me to try to think.
See,
that way.
We gotta get a would you rather questions. Like, what would you like if you had to live without comedy or like,
yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not taking that one.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that.
Yeah. And if this new generation doesn't get it together, unfortunately, we're either going to be without her, or it's going to be so streamlined that it's going to suck.
Right.
Except for Dave Chappelle, Tony Rock, and Chris Rock, because they'll never, they'll never bow to that.
Yeah.
They won't. Thank heavens.
All right, we got time for like one, two more. Which okay. Because you mentioned Chris Rock.
Well, I don't want to leave the ladies out. So okay. I'm literally just going to go down a list of ladies because I do not want to have this conversation without acknowledging the contribution of a Black comedian, a Black female comedian. Like, it's impossible to do. Monique and Samore, they are not my brand of comedy. However, salute to these chicks for doing what they're doing. I don't, it's something about hearing women so freely talking about dicks and pussy, like it throws me a little bit. You know what I mean? That's not me knocking them as a comedian, because I want them to be supported and I want them to have platforms just like the guys do. You know, the $50 million deals and $60 million deals on Netflix. These chicks deserve that. But I say that to say Monique and Samore, Adele Givens, she started out in Def Comedy Jam, and her bit about...
Is that the one? She's like, such a fucking lady. Is
Yes, such a fucking lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as a woman with big lips, when she did that joke about the big lips, and another one, she just came out of nowhere. Some guy in the audience heckled her and said she was... said something about her lips. She was like, you saying something about my lips? And, you know, and she was like, yeah, you probably one of them dudes who want me to suck your thing. And she was like, but it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. These lips and your little old thing be like giving a whale a Tic Tac. Hilarious. When I tell you that entire room was upside down, and that always stuck with me because she came quick with it.
Yes. Quick. Yes.
So Adele Givens, shout out. Aisha Tyler. She doesn't get the credit she deserves as a comedian. You know who that is?
No, I do not.
Did you ever watch Criminal Minds?
Yeah.
The Black Lady?
Yeah. Only Black one. Yeah, but I'm
thinking that's Aisha Tyler. She's a comedian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. She's a comedian. She was married to a white guy for a really long time. I don't know what happened there. Maybe she was just too damn funny. I don't know. Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones is hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
I don't think she's particularly hilarious. She has a funny delivery. She's very loud and very, you know how that gets me.
Yeah, I know. I know when I saw her hosting, co-hosting, I was like, I was like, you're not going to like that.
Nope.
It's a little bit much for me sometimes. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that yelling. It's kind of like when pastors I immediately start making my Walmart list. Like you lose me at that point.
With all that extra.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's too much. It's
yeah. Slow. Even like the choir and Patti LaBelle and Fantasia. I love them all. But once you start that screaming shit, you lose me.
Everybody's not everybody's cup of tea.
Absolutely.
Obviously, somebody's like them.
Yeah. Lonnie Love, hilarious. Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Cheryl Underwood. She also got started on Def Comedy Jam, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. I'm sure they had, you know,
other stuff.
Right. Yeah. Before that. But right. I'm talking about where I first noticed them. Nicole Byer.
Yeah, she was on Seth. Is she Seth Meyer?
Are you thinking of Amber Ruffin?
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, Amber Ruffin.
Who's
Nicole Byer does Cake It. Cake something on Netflix. She's freaking hilarious.
Hmm.
Hilarious. But she's also on which I don't even know, is this show coming back or what? It's a bunch of Black friends. They go to the bar. They drink a lot of wine. Well, sorry, guys. Can't promote your show. Forgot it. It's all this 52 in me. Lunel, Robin Thede, who does the Black Girl Comedy Sketch Show on HBO.
Nope.
Okay. That's hilarious. You got to watch that.
Okay.
You got to watch that. That's hilarious. So, Ego Wodum.
Ego.
Ego Wodum, SNL. I don't know that she's a stand-up, but she is hilarious on SNL. She's one of the funniest. So, I mean...
There's a lot out there.
There is. And the list can go on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, so, you know what? Let us know some of your faves out there. We can't name them all. And in the time that we have. Oh, yeah. And then there's some that we might want to check out ourselves. So,
yeah. And white people, don't be afraid to come over to the dark side in comedy. And Black people, don't be afraid to go over to the light side of comedy, because there's a lot of funny in those white people. But I feel like sometimes we get so bent on just Black comedy and Black music, and venture out a little bit. See what's out there.
Yeah. You'd be pleasantly surprised, I'm sure.
Yeah. On that note,
guess we're out of here. Peace.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.